V'chazniyu li'alter. And we saw the way, as soon as they drowned, we saw the bodies come up right away. Ulkarmin the Yosel said, Simonim. Diloyu alayu. Ulkarmi Simonim. And the women also said, when the bodies came up, we saw the clothing. We have Simonim, that these are the bodies of your husband. That was the story. It's not Stam a story that they say, we saw the way he died. But the imams say the way, the Simonim. So then we said, the Svara is the Lav alayu Samchinim. We're not only samech on what his noshim say, but rather ela simonim. We're samech on the simonim. So Rashi says, "Ukarmi simonim, di lav simonim chashinu duma acherim ninu lefi shamayim mishanim tzuras aponim v'yaniku kolkach." The person goes in the water, so the water changes around your face a little bit. So it wouldn't be enough just time to see, but you have to have simonim. So meila. Now that's why over here we believe them. That they came up. We saw them right away. So the kids here, it's much better. That's why here they believed. It's not only then Amonis, but they have a Kayach of Simonim. So with Simonim, we believe them. But it could be a pure Dechot by himself, we talk don't believe them. Right. So from here alone, it could be it's not a good Raya. Right. Who Gavru is a man? The Askid Shumshimi Gabi Chavri. That he gave with the cud and he gave him to watch sesame seeds. Shumshimi he gave him. Omale, so at the end of the month he came back and told him, Havli Shumshimi, go give me back these Shumshim that I gave you. Give it to me. Omale, so he said back to him, Shakaltinu, you took it back already. What do you mean I gave it to you already? You want it now? I gave it back to you last week. So he said, Aye, V'chein V'chein Heaven. You should know. I gave you a chveis 20 pounds of them. And I gave it to your mamash in this jar. And it's still there. Look in this jar right now. You have 20 pounds there. So what do you mean I gave it back to you? It's mamash the ones that I gave you to watch. So Rashi says, So the one that received it said, I paid it back to you already. Omalei Maskis, the one that gave it said, V'akach v'akach heaven. Kach v'kach slain hoyim. I gave you 20 pounds. Who bechavit ramin? V'adayin hinefzachu. And I gave it to you in this barrel. And here it is. You have a barrel in your house full of 20 pounds of shumshimin. That's exactly what I gave you. So what do you mean to say you gave it back to me? It says bechavit tzayu bodik v'atimsa kicheshboni. Go check out. See if you talk about 20 pounds in here or not. And you see that I'm telling you the truth. So that was the story. So who do we believe in such a case? So Amalei, he answered back, no. Didoch shekaltinu. Yours that you gave me, I gave you back already. V'ahani yachrinaninu. That you see here now, these 20 pounds of shumshimi, it's a new 20 pounds. It's my own 20 pounds that I put here. He still argues and says, no, yours you took back already. That you see here now, the same amount, it's no right, it's yours, it's mine. So Sabra of Chizal, the name of Chizal, wanted to say, Hainu shnei tamir chomin. That's mamash the loch of what we had before of the two tamir chomim. For layarminu, we don't say hanach azel yalmo v'ani achrinu ninu. Just like before, we said of the two tamir chomim that drowned and then they come up again, we said those are the two, and we don't say these two tamir chomim went scar up someplace else, and the ones that we see now are somebody else. We say no, since you saw two people drowned here, and then you see the bodies come up, we say those are the two people that were here before. See here also. Since Lamaise is the same Shumshimin right now, Lahura, the person should be believed to take it and say, this is mine that I gave you before. Amalei Rav said, no, Midami, does one have to do with the other? Hosom Kamri Simonim. Before we had, the Svara was that the ladies gave Simonim, that they saw these Tutam Ilchamim when they were alive, wearing these type of clothing, and then when the bodies came up again, they saw the bodies wearing the same clothing. So that's why we say over there, it's the same people that drowned. But hocha shumshimi mi simni islu. But over here, what happened here? There's a barrel full of shumshimi. That's all. Shumshimi look alike. So the person that has it now says, I already gave you back yours. And what you see in my barrel now is my own. So here there's no simonim. You can't tell now that these are the same shumshimim that you gave me. It's possible, like I say, that the ones you gave me, I gave you back already. And what you see here now is my own. Who the koma came between heaven? Are you telling me it's exactly 20 pounds here, the same amount that I gave you to watch? Amo, we could say, chushpinas rami, that's not the biggest kasha. It happened. True, Yutarka gave me a month ago 20 pounds of shumshimi to watch, but 3 days, 3 weeks ago I gave it back to you. Ah, you come into my house now and you still see 20 pounds there. It's possible another 20 pounds came in there, and it's my own 20 pounds. So again, since you want to be mitzi, you want to take it away from me, is all of Rabbi Raya. You have to bring a proof to say that I didn't tell you, but at least I'm never to say that I gave it back to you. Omalei machisha bar Rav Chisla Ravashi. Omi chashinon shemakimon. Are we talk? Do we believe him to say that he emptied out yours and what's in here right now is a new one? So Rashi, Omi chashinon shemakimon hecho de simone kamon isa. When the first sign is still here or not, do we, are we chayshu that it got changed or not? Is that true? We learn like this. Somebody found a kli. The cost of all of kuf. There was a kuf written on it. And usually that stands for an abbreviation of korban. As if to say it's hegdish. It was written a mem on this kli. As if to say like the money is meiser, mois meiser. Dalit was written on the kli. Tell you dimua. What's inside here now is chulin and truma got mixed up together, and mele only a kohen is allowed to eat it. That's called dimua. When truma and chulin get mixed up together, it's called dimua. That a regular yisrael is not allowed to eat it, only a kohen. What about tes? If you find a kli that has food in it and there's a tes written on the outside, we say it means it's tevel. You're not allowed to eat it. You didn't take off truma some isris. It's called a tevel. That's what tes means. What about tuf? You find a kli that has a tuf written on it, we say truma. That what's inside is truma. She v'shas ha-sakona, because at the times of sakona, ho yukais v'en tof, tachas truma. Instead of writing the word truma, they only wrote the word tof. So now you find the word tof, that's what it means. It means that the fruit, the pears that are inside you are truma, you're not allowed to eat it. Rashi says, ha-sakona, she goz v'ushto l'kayim mitzvah. The goyim make zeris not to do mitzvahs. Alma loy, and therefore they didn't want to write the word truma, so he only wrote the word tough. Is alma? What do we say? Loy amrin and shema pinu voisa tua shenosam bo biksivas oizer vielu acherim. So we say if you find this barrel right now, we have to be afraid what's inside it is like a truma, and we don't say no. The other svar should be no. Lamaisa true. The guy put in there truma a month ago, but it's possible he emptied out those pears, and what's in there now is a new stock. So maybe this new stock is not truma. So you see, no, since Lamaisa, when he first filled up this barrel, it was filled up with Paris of Truma, and we have no reason, real reason, to say it was emptied out in between, so we say it's still the same Paris that was there before. Yeah. Oh, Malay Ravino, the Ravashi, so Ravina said back to Ravashi, I'll bring you proof, no. He wanted to tell me we're not afraid that maybe he emptied it out. Notice before by this maskid that the one that's receiving it, he should be believed. He has a right to say that I emptied it out and gave it back to you. And what we see here now is called new peiros. These are new shumshimin that I put in myself. Is that not true? That the marv loy chashinon. That don't we believe that? Aren't we choshed that shem apinon? It's possible to say you did empty it out and what's here now is something new. Amos sefer. What does the sefer say? Rabbi Yossi says, "Afilu motza chovius." You find the barrel, the cost of olei truma, and it's written on the barrel the word truma. Harei elu chulin. The peris you find inside this barrel right now is chulin. You're allowed to eat it. Why? Shani yomim, because I say ishtakid have a mole truma. True, it was that once upon a time there was truma inside this barrel, and at that time a person wrote the word truma on it. But opina. It's very possible to say that he emptied it out already, and what's in there now is new Paris. So Chura the Sefer says clearly, we do say he emptied it out. So what's the pshat? El the pshat is like this. Tekula yalmo chashin and shema pinam. Havad, there is a svar to say that he emptied it out. What was there once, it's not much, it's still there right now. That's the loch on top here also. The shum shimi you find here right now, tak, is not yours. Yours I gave back, like I said. And what's here right now is my own, I emptied out yours. And I have my own, that's very possible. So, like, what's the shadow over here?
for hocha bokeniflugi. Over here by Yosef Machlekes is like this. Really, we say now avad it's possible to empty things and put new things in there. So what's the machlekes about this tuf and the kuf? That we chashu what you find there right now is still truma or it's not. So ma'asava emisa depinu michver heavy kofar. Once more here by the tuf, the truma is that if the person emptied out his truma and now we put new paris in there, he would have erased the tuf. That's the raya here. How come he still left the tuf here? Elamai, it's a raya that it's still truma now. But it's true. It's possible to empty something out and put new things in. But over here, if you would have done that, how come you didn't erase the word truma? You should have erased the tuf, the kuf. So that's one svara. That since over here, the tuf and the kuf is still written out on the barrel, it's a raya, these paris are still truma. That's why here it's still truma. V'iduch, the other one says, v'iduch, the other one says, no, it's possibly forgot. He should have, but he didn't. That's not the biggest kasha. The ma'isi emptied out the truma. I now, we filled it up with chulin. Why didn't he erase it? It's possible to say, you can forget. The person forgets. So therefore, we're not choshit right now. What's in there now is called truma. Inami, the story is, lepam cheshavke. He wants to leave it over there. He bedavka wants to leave the words there. So Rashi says, why? Lepanche means lehatzolas perish abateichai. He wants to make sure, like, to watch his peris. Hiniach boys there, v'lagiru akadeshi, yibod lubnei yodim yem. Like, he has a good bunch of apples. He wants to make sure nobody else in the house will eat it. He wants to leave the apples for himself. So this is a very good way. He leaves it in the barrel that has a tuff on it. The rest of the family, whoever's there, won't touch it. They'll think it's truma. But he himself knows it's not truma. So that's what they say. Therefore, even though the tuf is still there, there's a reason why he didn't erase it. So therefore, that's what they say. It's like a new paris. Now, you don't have to be afraid. It's the old paris. But Nikra Din, it's like the first chat we said, that the shumshimi, even though I come and say these 20 pounds are in your barrel now, are the 20 pounds that I gave you, he is never to say, no, I gave it back to you. Now there's another 20 pounds there. That's shriach, that can happen. There was once 20 pounds, I gave it back to you, and now what I put in there are my own 20 pounds. So again, nobody argues on that. Here the machlekes, if you find the tuf on the barrel, is it still truma or not? One man Yama says, the reason why here it's still truma, because if he changed it, he says he would have erased it. And the other man Yama says, no, he doesn't want to erase it. Either he forgot to erase it, or else it's worth it for him to leave it, to make sure the parents get watched, nobody will take it. Mora says, Yitzchak Reish Galusa. Yitzchak, the head of Reish Galusa, Bari was the son, Achte, the Rabbevoi, the sister of Rabbevoi, he was the son of Rabbevoi's sister. Heavy causal, he was going, Mikurtova, Liaspamia. He was traveling from the city called Kurtova, going to Spain. Vishachat, and he died on the way, to Spain. Now, Shochem, they sent back from over there where he was, that Yitzchak Reish Galusa, Bar Achte, the Rav Bevoi, have the cause of Mikurtovo Lesfanya, Vishachiv. That's what they sent back like a notice to tell the people that Yitzchak Reish Galusa died. The story was he was going from here to there, and they sent back that he was on his way from Kurtovo Lesfanya and he died. So that's the message they got back. So the Shiloh is now, Micha Shinun, are we afraid, Letre Yitzchak? Are we afraid that maybe it was another Yitzchak? Had the news gone back, so Shaila, could Yitzchak Reish Galusa's wife get married to somebody else? The Eidus is just that this person, Yitzchak Reish Galusa, bar after the Rabbeva died. So Shaila, are we afraid that maybe there are two people with the exact same name? So maybe the person that died was not her husband. That's the Shaila. Oiloi. So Abayu says, yes, Chashin. We have to be afraid. Maybe somebody else with the same name died. So Rashi learns, it's even the case, Hecha deloy huchsaku, Shnei Yosef ben Shimon b'Yirachas. Even in the case where we do not know there are two Yitzchaks there. As if in this city two Yitzchaks live, so Pshita we can't believe him. We don't know which one died. But even in a city that we only know one Yitzchak Reish Galusa, we don't know two, maybe still we have to be afraid. So Bayi says, yes, we are afraid that his wife can't get married yet. Rabbi Rama Leichashin, Rabbi says, no, we're not afraid. Abaya, so numbers like this. Omer Abaya says, Minua Minula, how do I know that you have to be afraid? Maybe there was another Yitzchak with the same name. His wife can't get married yet. Because the case was, the Yehu Gita, there was a get. The Ishtakach ben Adoy. There was found in the town of Nadoy. The Kosev, it was written like this, that Bitzad Klunya Mosa, on the side of Klunya, this city, Ano, me. Andrulino Nadoy. His name was Andrulia, or some of the years on the side, Ano David Barney Loy, it should be, Minadoy. That's what was written in the get. Ani David Ben Barney Loy Minadoy. Patris Vatachris Yas Ploynis in Tsoy. I gave my wife a get, I said goodbye to my wife. That's what happened, we found his get. Vishochu Avod Ishmael came with Rabbi Yehuda Nesiyah. And Avod Ishmael sent the Shiloh in front of Rabbi Yehuda Nesiyah. Vishalach Lei, and he sent Tivdak Nadoi Kula. He went to check out the old Nadoi to see if there's another person there or not. He wanted to make sure there's no two David's Ben Niloi. So you see what? You do have to check out. It's a riot tabaya. But even though we found the get that has the exact name here, before we give it to his wife, to let his wife use it, we have to first check out to make sure there are no two people with the same name. Even though up until now we didn't know of such two people. We only knew of one person. Still, you see, you have to check it out. For Rabbam Rava says, in Isav, that's true, that you have to check it out, then the kasher is Tivdoi, Yivdoi Kol Olam Yiboylei. He should have said you have to check out the whole world. Like, why only Nadoi for? You should have had to check out the whole world if you're afraid that maybe it's somebody else with the same name. You should have checked out the whole world where it came from. That's what he said to check it out was a mikir adin. Rashi mishum kvoide just means shlelachzika ketoya v'shoel dove shein tzorach. He only said that not to make it as covered from Avud Shmuel, like not to make as if, what kind of question did he ask me? He asked me like a klutz kasha. He didn't want to make it look like that. He wanted to make it look like he asked a good question. So that's why he said check out for Nadoi, make sure there's nobody else there. But really the din is that if you have a name like this, it's a pretty good simin, and if we don't know another person in the city with the same name, you don't have to check it out. That's where Rebbe learns. And Amar Rebbe says, how do I know, Taka, that you do not have to check out? There were two different stories. The Nafki the Mechuza. They came out in the city of Mechuza. The Sivu, and it said on the two stories, like the two names were Chavi bar Ninoi, and Ninoi bar Chavi. Two different stories. Now, the Agva bu Rava bar Avuha. Zuzi, that Rava bar Avuha in that city, he was the Rav, the dying that he collected, he said it's a good star. These people, they were the Malvis. They took a star on somebody else, and he collected the money. Now, the Kashar is, well, Chavi bar Ninoi, these names, for Ninoi bar Chavi, b'mechuzah shchichi tuva. It's very common, these names. You could have a few people with the same name. Still, when Achoshes, since the Malva, he's holding on to the star, we say it's his star, he has the right to collect the money. So Rashi explains, if they're collecting the money from other people, we're not afraid, maybe with somebody else's star. Now, since negative, even when we know for sure there are two people with the same name, we're not afraid that the person that's holding it is holding somebody else's star. Then you need surah by our case by Gittin, by Yisurim, when we do not know, when we never heard the second name of the same person, that's Rava's Raya, then we're not Cheshish. So where it says Rabbi, Rabbi says no, here there's no...